We can hear you, so we'll now learn about good symbol precedences. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, thank you. So my name is Filip Barte, and I will describe a project that I'm working on with Martin Suda, and in which I'm trying to apply machine learning techniques to predict good symbol precedences. So in this presentation, I will first introduce the problem that we are trying to solve. Then I will describe a system, an architecture and training procedure of a system that recommends precedences for an automated theorem prover. And then I will briefly show some early experimental results. So first, we work with the automated theorem prover Vampire, and specifically with first order logic problems. Vampire has been very successful in the past years in the CASC competition, namely in the first order logic category. So there's some good motivation, I think, to try to improve it even more. And Vampire is refutation based, so it tries to derive a contradiction from the input problem with a gated conjecture. That's the way it searches for proof. And it is saturation based, so it repeatedly derives new clauses from the input problem until it finds a contradiction, or it times out, or terminates for some reason. Then it uses superposition calculus as the inference system, and this is parametrized by a simplification ordering on terms. This ordering determines which literals are amenable to resolution, and also orients the equations for rewriting, and so it shapes the space of the proof search, and it can have a great effect on how quickly Vampire finds the proof. And the simplification ordering we use, namely KBO, is parametrized by a simple precedence. That's a permutation of the predicate or function symbols of the input problem. So we will try to, our task is basically to propose a simple precedence that leads to a fast proof search based on the input problem. Why do symbol precedences matter? So for example, here is a very simple contrived first order logic problem. That's a formula in first order logic with three function symbols, A, B, and F. Vampire first converts it to closed normal form. For example, if it uses the precedence FAB that orders the symbol A before B, then it may use the equality A equals B to rewrite gradually the occurrences of symbol B to A. In four steps, we have FAA not equal FAA, and this can be resolved to empty clause, meaning that the proof is found. Well, if we use a precedence with a different ordering of the symbols B and A, it leads to a very quick rewriting that finds the contradiction very quickly. Yeah. So how do we approach this problem? This is the high level architecture of the system that I experiment with. On the input, we have a problem in first order logic. We invoke Vampire to closify it. During closification, namely the conjecture formulas are negated, and some additional symbols, both function symbols and predicate symbols, may be introduced. So, since we are interested finally in getting a precedence on all the predicate symbols, for example, we need to closify the problem before we process it further. Then we process it with a graph convolution network to get embeddings of the symbols. Through a feedforward network, we get costs. These are real numbers. Each symbol gets a real number assigned. And then we order the symbols in a decreasing order by their costs to get a good symbol precedence. So this is the prediction step. Once we have the system trained, this is how it will function. And next, I will describe the training procedure. We need some way to train the neural networks, the graph convolution network and feedforward. We train the system on data which is generated in the following manner. We repeatedly sample problems from TPTP, which is quite well established collection of problems, a benchmark. For each such problem, we try to solve it using two randomly generated precedences, pi 0 and pi 1. And if we observe that one of the precedences is better than the other, in the sense that it leads to a faster proof search, that the proof search converges in fewer steps, or that it's successful in case of pi 0, while in case of pi 1 it times out, and we consider this a new training sample, a triple of problem p and precedences pi 0 and pi 1. And using data of this form, we will proceed to train a classifier that will try to answer the question, is pi 0 better than pi 1? So now I will describe the latter part of our model. So let's suppose that we have already some symbol cost model. That's a model that assigns reasonable values to the symbols. So if we had this, then we denote precedence cost as the weighted sum of the costs of the symbols in this precedence. They are weighted by the indices in the precedence. So this definition of precedence cost has the good property that it's minimized by precedence that orders the symbols in decreasing order by their symbol costs. So it is easy to minimize. And then for training, we will further need to evaluate somehow, assign values to pairs of precedences. And the, this value we take is just the difference of the cost of these two precedences. And then to get an estimate of a probability that the precedence pi zero is better than pi one, we take the sigmoid of this precedence percos. This precedence percos has namely the property that if it's positive, it's positive if and only if the cost of pi one is greater than cost of pi zero, and the larger the difference, the higher the precedence percos, and then also the estimated probability will get higher. And this is the overall training setup. So on the left side, we see the prediction pipeline. From problem, we classify it to CNF, get the symbol embeddings by passing it through graph convolution network, then get symbol costs. And during training, we don't predict the good precedences, but instead of that, we take pre-processed precedence pair pi zero pi one. It's pre-processed by computing the inverse precedences, and then taking their difference, normalizing this difference, and finally we compute the cost of the precedence pair in the sense that was introduced in the previous slide over here. So this is. We want to, and then we pass this through binary cross entropy to get the log. So we always orient the training samples so that pi zero is the better precedence. With we wanted to have a lower cost than pi one. So in this cross entropy, we take the gold labels to be ones in all samples. And we can backpropagate the loss gradient through this pathway through symbol cost to the feedforward neural network and the graph convolutional neural network. So this can be used to train these networks. Now let me show an example of a graph convolutional network on the first order logic problem that I showed earlier. So this is its classified form. There are two clauses, A equals B and F of AB not equal F of BB. So as you can see, there are nodes that correspond to various elements in this formula. There are two nodes that correspond to the clauses, two nodes that correspond to the atoms, equality atoms in these clauses, and so on, down to three nodes that correspond to the three function symbols. Prediction in the forward pass in a graph convolution network starts with assigning an embedding to each of the nodes. The initial layer zero embeddings are only depend on the type of the node, and then in each iteration messages are passed along the edges. So for instance, from the A function node, the message is computed by taking the embedding of this node and passing it through a feedforward network to get a message for this edge in this orientation, and then the messages are aggregated for each destination node. Each node aggregates its input messages and gets a new embedding this way. Messages are passed in both directions along each of these edges, and each of the direction uses a different feedforward network. Note that there are different types of edges, and the type of an edge is determined by the types of the source and destination nodes. So each of the edge types uses a different message model, different feed forward network to compute the messages. Okay, and so I've started experimenting with this model, and it's showing some early promising results. So the baseline that I'm comparing it against is the frequency heuristic, which is a successful human-made heuristic implemented in Vampire as well as eProver. And it reaches an accuracy of 0.56 on the training set, which means that it correctly orients the 56% of the about 1.5 million precedence pairs weighted. They are weighted so that each problem has the same weight. And our train model reaches 0.70 accuracy. Note here that we are currently only experimenting with predicate precedences. So we are predicting predicate precedences. And also that we are currently overfitting on the training data. So we are evaluating on the same data set as we are training on. So this is more like a feasibility kind of experiment. It's looking quite promising, I think. And I'm planning to continue making this experiment better. That's all from me. And any questions are welcome.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? So you somehow are trying to predict the precedence immediately looking at the program. One approach could be to let the prover run a bit and see which of the precedences actually generate a lot of inferences and which are the ones that are somehow more saving, and then adjust the precedence on the fly. Is this something that you have considered, or would it require significant modifications to Vampire? Or
well, this approach has not really occurred to me, and it sounds also quite reasonable. I think that it's possible to implement it. I will consider it. But currently, my goal is to really explore this kind of architecture that I'm using.
Then I don't see other questions, so I'll ask one more. About the accuracy measures, they are against the, I am understanding from your talk that this is against the best of the given problem. So what was the precedence that was useful in the best proof? But there could be multiple of those where somehow if the precedence doesn't matter between two symbols, or they give the same length proofs. How can you measure the accuracy in this case? So what is the optimum?
So we are, as far as I understand, you mean that we are comparing the generated precedence to some gold precedence that we want to reach.
Right. And but what is this gold one? If it could be that in the gold one, certain symbols are actually, it doesn't matter which way they're ordered.
This is not really the case. So in this is a kind of early evaluation of the model, and so far we are only seeing if the model can orient a pair of precedences the same way as Vampire orients them. So Vampire shows that one of them is better than the other, and then we ask the model if it agrees with Vampire on this particular pair of precedences.
There's a factorial number of possible precedences, and comparing all of them by a Vampire is not going to be feasible for sufficiently large problems. So how can this work?
Yes, this is right. So we are just sampling randomly the precedences for training and for evaluation as well.
Mm-hmm. So then the gold one is is the best among the sample?
Well, hopefully we will manage to generalize to get even better precedences than presented in the training data. And this is definitely something that I will try to evaluate at some point, that if we are managing to get precedences.
I think I see a waving hand, but it's too small for me to see who it is. So please just go ahead.
I just want to add a comment that there is actually no gold precedence in the training data. There is only random precedences. And the hope is that if we have a model which is good at telling apart two randomly generated precedences, then we can also take this model to find the best one by just minimizing the score that's in the formula. So that's kind of like an assumption or the proxy target learning idea, because otherwise it's pretty tricky, because as you said, we can't just go and find the best precedents out of n factorial ones.
So can I just add on this point? I think, as was pointed out, if you're comparing pairs of precedences, this might be very computationally intractable, but you already have a cost function. And so maybe a worthwhile goal is to consider estimating a likelihood function for this cost function, and then you can optimize. You can find the precedence that has the lowest cost kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Rather than just comparing two precedents. I mean, you would have a discrete likelihood function in this case, because you have only a finite number of precedences. We can talk about this offline, but.
This is actually maybe what we are doing. So the predictions that we are actually finding the optimum precedence, mm-hmm. but the cost function is parameterized by this symbol cost model, which may be imperfect. And this is what we are actually training, that the symbol cost model. So this is basically a reduction from the symbol cost model. It explains why we can just rely on training a good symbol cost model when we are interested in precedence.
Good, mm-hmm. Nice talk.
And the final step when you run this is actually to sort it by the cost of the symbols that you learn. Mm-hmm. You need this proxy target for learning.
So it's for me, John.
Yeah. Yes.
Thanks.
Any more questions? I cannot see you raising your hand, so just come a bit closer. If not, I will still ask one more thing. You are optimizing a precedence, assuming that there's a perfect precedence for that. When doing a particular proof, let's say it constitutes two sub-goals, and for one of them, a different precedence is better than for the other one. Is it something that you consider? Is it possible at all?
Yeah, so I just assume that Vampire uses one precedence throughout the whole proof, and it has some nice properties that I think that it preserves the completeness of the proof search. And I'm not sure if there are ways to use multiple precedences during one proof search with Vampire.
So like here, I'm like teasing you to go from using Vampire as a black box and just like a particular ordering as a black box to trying to do something about learning the whole ordering, as some of the other talks in this session have tried. So.
Excuse me?
Is it something that you're planning? Are you planning to go out of an ordering? Or are you really willing to just stick with an ordering of a Vampire and try to optimize that?
The current scope of this experiment is to use the orderings provided by Vampire, the term orderings, and try to find precedences as their parameters. Does it answer your question?
Yeah, okay, good. But like, it would be nice to also go a bit further, and I'm curious how this is going to go.
Yes, I agree.
Any other questions? If not, then you can unshare your screen so that Sarah can share, and let's thank Philippe again.